And sometimes it's the gospel makes it easy to preach, and sometimes the gospel makes it a little more difficult. You know, the word gospel means good news. And when Jesus is talking about hell and fire and Gehenna and worms that don't die and maiming ourselves and cutting off body parts, it's kind of hard to see the good news in here. You know, Robert Frost has that famous poem about two paths going off into the woods. Jesus today is giving us the two paths. And it's simple. Not necessarily easy, but it's simple. There's a path to life and a path to death, a path to Gehenna, a path to unquenchable fires, a path to hell. These are the words of Jesus, not the invention of the church, but the good news of Jesus Christ tells us that there are consequences to our actions. So it's a good point of reflection for us today. Which path am I on? You know, the church recommends, almost we can say she expects, that her faithful children are doing an examination of conscience on a regular basis, even daily. And you can search online. Maybe you have a prayer book that will give you a good examination of conscience. You can go through the commandments, you can go through the Beatitudes, you can go through the precepts of the church, you can go through the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. Examining ourselves, am I choosing life or anything else? Because that's really the question, the choice. Is God and life and holiness and saintliness or anything else? The world would tell us we have a big gray area. As long as we're not as bad as the other, then we're kind of okay. Christ today is giving us a clear decision point. Are you with me or not? So which path are you on? Are you on the path to life? Or do you need to cut off your hand and pluck out your eye? Of course, Christ is speaking with a hyperbole. He's going to the extreme to make a point that nothing should keep us out of heaven. There should be nothing in our lives that are more important to us than our eternal life. The goal of our life is to die well so that we can go to heaven. So is there anything in my life that's preventing me? This is what Christ is talking about. Maybe I have a tendency to go to that dark side of the internet. Do I need to get rid of my phone or my laptop? Maybe I spend too much time watching political news and I get mad and I'm angry and I gossip and I can't sleep at night because I'm so worried about what's going on. Maybe I need to turn off the TV or get rid of the TV. Maybe I'm stuck in immorality. Maybe I have a friend group that's not really a friend group that's leading me to hell and I need to change my friends. What is it in your life that you need to get rid of, that you need to cut off, you need to pluck out? This is what Christ is calling us to. And why? Yes, we're made for heaven. And if we don't go there, our life is a failure. But the world needs our witness. The world needs Catholics to stand up and be saints. The world is in a mess, and the church is in a mess. We're in a crisis of faith, a crisis of saints. We need men and women, boys and girls, to say yes to this call to holiness, to stand up, and to be a prophet. That's what Moses was talking about, and that's what John was complaining about. But Jesus, they're not part of our group, and they're still doing good works. If you've been baptized, you are a prophet. You have the commission, the command, to go into the world and speak the truth of Jesus Christ to everyone that you meet. A prophet doesn't foretell the future. A prophet brings Christ into their everyday situation. The world needs your witness. The church, the priest needs your witness. Allow the Holy Spirit to change your heart. Make those tough decisions to get rid of anything in your life that takes you away from Christ. Go out and be a witness for the saving message of Jesus Christ, the message the world is desperate in need of. Hell is a real possibility. But if we say yes to Christ, it's nothing to be afraid of. Christ has conquered the world. So there are two paths in life, the path to death and destruction, and the path to life. Which path are you on?